تنترام اس بي اس بشان اطرايا ما تخنوا تنايا بالزودة على sbs.com.au/assyria. بلانتن خبيبة هدية بتعزخ تعودخ تبكتا عم يقرأ فرانك كاربوني تلاشيك يقرأ فرانك إيلي بقائم مير تمديت فيرفلد ومرخوطة لشمير دقا خيتا قا شوبين جابياتي مير مير كاربوني and if you allow me to call you Frank, welcome to SBS Assyrian.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Let me first start with offering my condolences of the passing of your brother. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for that. It has been a difficult time for the family, but my brother was always a big supporter of me and the Fairfield community, and he will be missed, no doubt. But I guess that's life. That's life.
That's life. That's correct. Frank, you served two terms, 2012-2016, as mayor. What motivates you to go for a third term?
Well, I think because, you know, I mean, I was born in Fairfield and I love the community and the area where we live, and there's always more work to do. The work doesn't finish on the first term or the second term. There's always more to be done, and a lot of work takes time, but people can see that we've done a lot of improvements in infrastructure, if it's roads, leisure centres, libraries, a new business hub, you name it, we've built it. And we just want to continue on building and making Fairfield one of the best places for families to live.
Mm-hmm. Now, every organisation or a company or a government, its measure of success is reflected on the leadership. Do you think you managed to skip the boat of Fairfield City Council to the shores of success and as a developed city?
Well, I think that that judgment rests with the community, with the people. It doesn't really matter what I think. It matters what the people think. And I've been re-elected a number of times, and I think the last 5 years we've done a lot in the community. I think people can see it. It doesn't matter if it's the showground or Aquatopia or our festivals or whether it's about fighting for people during COVID, you know, the people can make their own judgment about all of those things. I mean, we did win the best council in Sydney, in New South Wales, I should say, only a year or two ago. We also have the lowest rates, which nobody wants to pay rates, but we actually got some of the cheapest rates in Sydney right here in Fairfield, and we're still delivering for our community. So ultimately, I guess the community will determine that at this election. If they believe that I've done a good job and I've got a strong leadership and a strong vision for the people will vote for me and they'll re-elect me. It's up to the community. It's the community's choice.
Your popularity increased when you stood up against the New South Wales government for singling out southwestern Sydney, particularly Fairfield, during the COVID-19. No one will forget when you told the mainstream media, we are the working West, not the Wild West. Later, the authorities realized that Fairfield City people were obedient to do the COVID testing and vaccination. How much of your protest helped in motivating the residents of Fairfield to be vaccinated with this speed?
Well, first of all, I want to say it was me that got motivated by our community because I know my community. My community is all families. These are families that work hard, have a sense, a strong sense of belonging to the families and the community. And that's what motivated me to stand up for them because the community needed a voice. And people that are in power, it doesn't matter if it's the mayor, state or federal MPs, it doesn't matter who it is. They should stand up for their community every single time because that's what they elect you for. So I'm just really proud of my community, the way we came together. I knew people were doing the right thing, and I knew that it was unfair the way our community was being labelled. And I can't just stand by as a leader and just pretend in one ear, out the other ear. Sometimes it's easier to say nothing, but you can't let that happen. You must do what your heart tells you to do. And my heart told me that I believed in my community. I know my community believed in me and they wanted me to speak up. So no matter what, I will always speak up for Fairfield, and I will always speak up and fight for the people, no matter what, because that's my job. That's what people want. They want a strong leader. They want someone that will speak for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think my role was, and I've done the best that I could.
Now, Fairfield City, almost, there's about 200,000, over 200,000 people. And it's a very unique city in the world because actually the diversity of people from all around the world are actually concentrated in Fairfield City. How, as a council, how do you actually look after all these different cultures and things, but within one area? What difficulties do you really face?
Well, it is challenging because we do have different cultures. But having said that, it's also a big success of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
To have people from across the globe settling Fairfield, it brings so much diversity. It doesn't matter if it's the food, the languages, the celebrations, the traditions. That's what actually makes us so special. It gives us strength. It's those foundations from where we come from that get built into the Australian population, into the Fairfield population, that makes us only stronger. So it does bring challenge, but it also brings success. And I think Fairfield has always been that settlement city for people where you give hope and you give people opportunity. Yes, it's tough at first, but people come to Fairfield, they settle, they work, and they grow, and they watch their families grow into better jobs, grow into being more successful. And people, I think, are very proud to be here in Fairfield. So I think that's why we celebrated by having a People's Globe built at the showground,
mm-hmm.
where we had the where people have their travels, their journeys that they've made to our city. It's important that people know who they are. It's important that we know their sacrifices and we never forget. And it's important that we learn from people from different places, because if we all learn from different cultures, it only makes us stronger. And that's what I think about it.
In 2012, when you were first time elected as a mayor, you were the most popular elected mayor then. 2016, you became a mayor, but you won by about 200 or so votes. What are your chances this time?
Well, I don't, to be honest with you, I don't think about those things. I just think that it's the community that makes that decision. And if the community wants me to dedicate myself to helping them, I'm very happy to do that. Of course, that's why I'm running for this election. But if the community, at the end of the day, they make those choices. I love Fairfield. I love the people. And I'll let the people decide that. That's why we have elections. It's the people that do it. And I don't like to say that I will win or that I will lose. All I like to say is that I will be here for you. In your time of need, I will be here for you. If things get hard, you know that I will fight for you. You know that I want to make Fairfield better. You know I want to make your life better. That's why I do this job. I don't do this job for any other reason except to make our city go forward and try and make the life of our community better. I love families. That's why we build some of the best parks. I love who we are, and that's why we do a lot of celebrations, to make sure that we all celebrate. There's a lot of things we've changed in Fairfield, but the one thing I wouldn't change is the people, because they're the ones that inspire me to fight for them every day. And at the end of the day, whatever the people decide, I'm happy to accept that.
Frank, in the past, Fairfield City Council was dominant by Labour Party, but throughout the years, they start losing some seats and they're not as a major in the balance, and a lot of independents every time are coming into the election and into the as councillors. What do you think the chances of the Labour to be dominant again?
Well, I don't think it matters if you're Labour, if you're Liberal or whatever. This isn't about helping a party.
Mm.
This is people.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing. I mean, people need to understand that they should just vote for whoever they think is the best person to help them. The parties, why would you want to help a party? The party gives you nothing. It's the people that represent you that fight for you. I was in the Labour Party for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Labour Party. I know many parties. But with me, you will get somebody that fights for you. I don't fight for any party. I fight for the people. So I don't really care if it's Labor or Liberal. I'm not there to help Labor or Liberal. I'm there to help my community. I'm there to help the people. That's it.
We've seen actually a lot of changes in Fairfield City, but just briefly, your achievements as a mayor with your the councillors, what are the highlights of the past 10 years, let's say, as a mayor? You look back and you say, this is what I achieved.
Well, there's so much. I think I look back and I think, well, not so much what I've achieved, but what we've done for people that live here to make their life better. I mean, it starts off with the Fairfield Youth and Community Centre, the Fairfield Adventure Park, the park at the showground for people with all disabilities, our leisure centres, Aquatopia, Smithfield Road, Weverell Street upgrade, new library in Fairfield, building the new Dutton Lane car park in there, building more than 1,000 car parking spaces across the city, fighting against amalgamation and winning against Liverpool to stop our rates going up, standing up for the community for COVID. The list goes on and on and on. I can't remember all the projects that we've done because there's just so many improvements. But most importantly, what I take from it is the wonderful experience and opportunity that the people of Fairfield have given me. They've given me an opportunity to change things, and I can tell you, I've done my best. I cannot do any more than what I've tried to do, and I'll continue to do my best. When I got elected as mayor, COVID never existed. No one said, I'm going to vote for Frank because of COVID. But I fought for people. So all I say to people is this: no matter what happens, we don't know what the future holds. But what the people can know is that no matter what the future brings, I will always fight for Fairfield and I will always fight for them. No matter what I've done in the past, I will always continue to do things for the future.
Final word, Frank, for the people of Fairfield who next Saturday, will be actually going to the polls. What's your final word?
My word is we've been through a lot over the past few years. There's no doubt that Fairfield's had its ups and had its downs. But I think we've definitely had a lot more ups and we're definitely improving. And I want to continue to finish off what I've delivered. There's a lot more to do. It's not just a showground. There's a lot of work to be done in the Fairfield area, in the CBD. There's a lot of work to be done all over Fairfield. And I just want to say this to the people. When you go and vote, you vote for who you think is best for you, the best person. Don't worry about the political parties. The political parties don't care about anybody. The political parties only care about themselves. So all I'm saying to the community is when you make that decision, if you think I'm the best person to make Fairfield a better place, vote for me. If you think my opponent is the best person, vote for him. Mm-hmm. But don't make it about political parties, because political parties just take membership money. They take the fees. That they're only there for themselves. That's what the parties do. It doesn't matter if it's Liberal. It doesn't matter who it is. Just vote. This is local government. Vote for someone that will fight for you, someone that will stand for you, someone that will deliver. Someone, most importantly, don't vote for me. Vote for you. Vote for the people of Fairfield to make sure that our city goes forward, not backwards. So vote for the best person that you think can make a difference to our city. That's it. And if you do that, no matter who you vote for, no one can argue with that. I think you've made the right decision.
Frank Carboni, thank you very much for the time, and we wish you success in these elections.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Niels. مرحبا شاركونا عبودنا لقبتها دعونا لنا على SBS بريشانا عطرايا بروخة فيسبوك